Victory Tuesday, everybody. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. However you are listening or watching, we appreciate you on this day that, neither of us picks. That's all right. We were very happy to be wrong. What a day. It's a vibe check Tuesday. It is a Tischler Tuesday. It's day after game. So something happened like it's a Monday, including what we're about to do. Also, halfway point of the show. If you think of the show as like a mountain, you got to get to the halfway point, the peak. Well, our peak today is none other than Spurs is going to join us coming up at 5:30. But we get things started the day after a Commanders game with 1st and 10. Maybe. Anthony's having a technology fight. Anthony?
Yeah, I just pressed space bar. Is not going.
That's fun.
I'm going to put it on this one.
Okay, well, you do that. I would say this just reminds me of last night, though. Because last night, the Commanders actually didn't start that game perfectly. It's almost hard to remember that they started that game with giving up the bomb to Ja'Marr Chase, and things look like this could get real ugly real fast. Grant told a great story today on the Take Command show that we did this morning, as he was sitting in as our guest analyst for a day after game, or for our instant reaction show, that apparently he and Danny were watching the game there in Cincinnati as the boys got flown out there. And Danny turned to Grant and Darius and went, "They're going to get curb stomped." And then they didn't. How did that happen? It's time for 1st and 10.
It's time to get the breakdown started. 1, 2, 3, 4. First up, 10 observations.
Stuck in that and just boom, put it right on the ground.
It's 1st and 10.
All right, let's just get right into it. Number one is number five. Yeah, a star was born last night. As if he wasn't born already, as if this wasn't just a matter of time. The big stuff with Jaden Daniels is self-evident. I don't need to explain to you how absurd the touchdown throw to Terry is. He dropped a perfect ball in timing as he got smashed in the face. That is big boy quarterbacking at the absolute highest level. There's also the other stuff that's self-evident but worth underscoring, like how insanely competitive he is, screaming at his sideline, let's go, screaming at Cliff Kingsbury, give me the play. Don't slow me down. I will manage the clock. I have everything under control. You give me the play, I take it from here. Get out of my way. I've got this. That is ridiculous when you are 23 years old and you are just yelling, imploring grown adults, who, by the way, are pretty darn good at their jobs. And like Cliff was cooking last night. I think DQ had a great night. And you're just, as a 23-year-old kid, 2+ games into your career, just giving it to your sideline, to these grown adults who have been coaching for decades, and for all of us to then be watching that on television and go, yeah, let the kid handle it. Like, what? That's good stuff. But then you get to the little stuff, and that's when I just go, I think that the floor here is very solid underneath him. Not that we're going to see some linear progression over time. Like, he's going to have mistakes, he's going to have bad games, because he's human, and the NFL is hard, and he's playing the hardest position in pro sports. But there's stuff that I don't know that you can fully teach that he has. There's just feel for the game. And some of it you see, like, in the running, the elusiveness, these little things. You know, the play on the sideline where he jukes and shakes. I think it was a linebacker when he just kind of steps out of the tackle and then walks over to get the first down and then hops out of bounds. Like, that little thing is just a feel for, like, the bodies around him. The stick your foot in the ground shake that he gives on that rollout play that is just filthy, where he leaves the linebacker in the dust. Like, that kind of stuff is not necessarily stuff that you saw on tape in college. He was much more of a straight line runner with a little shake than a Lamar Jackson reincarnation. And to see him put his foot in the ground like that and juke someone, oh man, he's done it a couple times on some zone read stuff too, where you're just like, I knew he was great as a runner, but he's got even more. But then there's the passing stuff where there's the 4th and 4, and he hits Ertz. And he pins the ball on Zach's body in a way that he knows it's the safest place to throw it. he knows that Zach has the yardage. He doesn't need to lead him. There's no risk to take. The biggest risk is if I do lead him, there's a safety that's going to come down and punch at this ball, and maybe Zach will drop it because it's hard to catch a ball that's being punched at. But instead, he slows him down. He knows that Ertz is going to take a bit of a hit, but he kind of slows him down away from taking a direct shot, and he puts the ball literally on the 8. And if it's on the 6, maybe Von Bell is able to get a little bit bigger hit, and there's a bigger chance of it coming out. But he puts it on the 8 and just lets Zach turn back into it, shield the ball with his body, and it's like a 6-yard catch on a 4th and 4, and they've got the first down. That, like, could he explain that's what he's doing as he's watching it back in slow motion? Yeah, of course. And I think he's doing that, like, consciously, kind of. I think it's more subconscious, though. It's just a feel thing that in the moment, you're like, that ball needs to go there. And to not only see that, but have the physical ability to pull that off is, that's good stuff. That's big time stuff. That's how you become great at this, on top of the big play stuff that obviously we're going to talk about right about now. Number two. That might be the greatest quarterback game from an efficiency standpoint any of us ever see. And I know that sounds ridiculous, and it's only his third career game, and you're like, oh, he could get better. He completed 91% of his passes. How much more efficient do you want the man to be? And that actually doesn't even begin to tell you how efficient he was per dropback, because on some of these dropbacks, he made good decisions. Like, I've watched the tape. I've gone back and watched it once. And there's 4 plays in the game where I thought Jaden could have done better. 4. That's it. I probably will go back and watch and be able to nitpick a couple more. But let's just understand how absurd it is that on 4 plays in a 60-whatever play, I think they were in 59 offensive plays total, that 4, I thought he could have done anything better, right? I mean, I guess theoretically, yes. On some of the scrambles, could he have jumped over a guy or spun around and made some magic play, I guess. But, like, I'm talking within reasonable expectation. Is the decision or the throw are the 2 big ones. And I thought every single scramble he had, except for 1, was the right move. Plays were dead. There was no, someone was going to pop open. He needs to be more patient. No, he scrambled because stuff was dead and he had to, or there was pressure right now and he needed to get out and he didn't have time and he had nowhere else to go. So that was thing 1. Scrambling, excellent. There was 1 scramble where I thought he could have gotten rid of the ball a little bit faster. But he generally, like, made the most of basically every single snap. And then obviously he missed 2 deep shots. Like, that happens. So the fact that he got the most out of basically every single play, like, when we talk about efficiency, that's what we're talking about. And to go 21 of 23 for 254, 2 touchdowns in his primetime debut, like, that's just impossible to imagine. It's impossible to ask. And he went out and did it. He completed 20.8% over the passes expected. So CPOE, completion percentage over expected, he was a plus 20%. And a huge chunk of that came on the play to Terry late, which was considered by Next Gen Stats from the NFL the most improbable completion of the Next Gen era for a Washington quarterback. So that, since 2016, is the most unlikely completion. Facing pressure, getting smashed in the face, fade ball, far corner. And then the other factor is how close the coverage is. That was good coverage. Like, Cam Taylor-Britt, say, to insert your college offense jokes here, like, he's swiping down through Terry's hands, and Jaden just perfectly places the ball, and Terry's got strong hands, and that's it. He maximized nearly every opportunity in a way that is rare. And you don't do that in the NFL like this very often, which is why I say that might be the most efficient game any of us ever see. It will not be the new normal either, though. And I will say that. That's not me pumping the brakes. It's just me acknowledging the reality that there's no way he's going to repeat this performance with any regularity, because this performance is so rare in NFL history, what he did last night. Let's appreciate it. But I will say the seeds of it all, the seeds of why he's able to do that stuff, are there, they are real, and we should be ecstatic about watching them grow. Last but not least, before we take a break and then hit some quick hitters coming up in second down, if you will, in the next segment.
Number 3.
Cliff Kingsbury. What a night. What a night. And in my opinion, a proof point that he has been right all along. And I know people are going to say, well, he changed what he did last night. They threw deep more. Not that much more. The difference was his quarterback threw them. And I think what happened last night is kind of a reality that Cliff wasn't going to call more deep shots until Jaden started throwing the ones that he called. And so early in that game, when Jaden misses Terry, but he throws it, Cliff is like, okay, we're seeing the field better tonight. Because there's no point in calling deeper down the field, longer developing plays if your quarterback is not going to see them, because then that is asking for your offensive line to give up sacks, to give up holding penalties, and or your quarterback to get smashed. And so if you have a quarterback who's feeling it, who is seeing the field well, who's reading it well, who understands, hey, these are the plays we're looking for, and this is what we're looking for in terms of big explosive plays, and you start to throw them, well, then we can call more of them. So what Cliff made Jaden do essentially was earn it. And all those screen passes and all that kind of stuff was in part a reaction to the coverages they were seeing, but it was also a reaction to how Jaden was seeing the coverages. And once he realized, like, oh, if Terry is even, he's open. I can throw this. I can trust him to go get it. Then that changes everything. And the fact that he's realized that in 2.1 games, and we saw it last night, like, bazinga, like, mind blown. It shouldn't happen that fast. And it seems like that's the thing with Jaden, and what I appreciate about Cliff is they've been able to make this stuff stick very quickly. The things he's learning seemingly in real time typically take years of development. And again, it's not going to be linear. It's not going to be smooth sailing from here on out. But once Jaden showed, hey, I will do what you are asking me to do on these plays that require more from me as a quarterback, Cliff then put a few more on his plate. That means that Cliff was doing it right. That means Cliff didn't overexpose him. It let Jaden grow into that moment last night, where now not only has he been unlocked in a way that I think they can continue to trust him more and more as the season goes, and we'll see as teams make adjustments and all that kind of stuff, but they are still doing the stuff they need to do to insulate him. And by the way, they're 2-1. So they're ahead of the sticks, if you will, on the record, and this thing is still just getting off the ground. There's so much more to talk about from this game. I could do a 1st and 28 today, but we'll get to the rest of our 1st and 10 next. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, and always live as well on the free Odyssey app.